Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. The U.S. has long been the most generous provider of foreign aid in the world, donating billions of dollars for schools, health clinics, vaccine programs in poor countries. Foreign countries sometimes donate to the U.S. if, for instance, a relative was treated in a hospital, but that's rare. Something is changing, though. You remember the story of Joplin, Missouri, which was hit by a mile-wide tornado in 2011. It killed 161 people and left much of that town in ruins, including the high school and the main hospital. Now, the United Arab Emirates is donating money so that every high school student in Joplin has a new laptop, and the town's also going to get a new neonatal intensive care unit. At least one conservative voice is saying this is Islamic blood money. Rajiv Chandrasekaran reported on this for The Washington Post. Rajiv, welcome.
Good to be on with you.
And we understand it was 2 weeks after the tornado that somebody from the UAE embassy in Washington, D.C. contacted school officials in Joplin. What was the exchange?
Well, it was this, you know, remarkable back and forth. It started out with the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates seeing the devastation on CNN and telling his ambassador, send somebody down there. And so this embassy staffer goes down to Joplin, a city still reeling from this horrendous tornado. And the staff member goes about looking for where the greatest need is, and not just to rebuild the city, but to try to take institutions to a level that they weren't even at before the tornado. And so made contact with the hospital and made contact with the public school system and essentially challenged both institutions to think big.
Well, why are they doing this? And maybe we also should get a reminder of the UAE, a federation of seven monarchies. Tell us more about the UAE, and then why are they doing this?
It's a tiny, oil-rich state on the Persian Gulf, sandwiched right next to Saudi Arabia. They've got a lot of money, initially from oil, but now cities like Dubai and Abu Dhabi have turned into real hubs of global finance and trade. They want to expand their presence on the world stage, but they also see another reason. Back in 2006, if you might recall, a Dubai-based firm sought to buy a stake in a management company to run operations at six American ports.
Oh, there was a huge outcry, huge protest.
A huge protest, particularly here in Washington on Capitol Hill, worries that this Arab country was going to get its tentacles into American ports, potential national security issues. And what the government of the UAE wants to try to convince Americans of is that they're a key ally. They've fought with U.S. troops in Afghanistan. They supported U.S. and NATO efforts in Libya. They're a key player in anti-terror activities. They've been standing up to neighboring Iran, which is pursuing a nuclear program. And so they see this effort as part of a campaign of the United States to really try to convince Americans that they're not evil actors. And some of this involved the ambassador from the UAE, a very well-spoken 40-year-old Georgetown-educated diplomat, going out and doing what ambassadors do, giving speeches and such. But the ambassador felt that simply talking wasn't going to be enough, and that perhaps they should embark on a foreign aid campaign in the United States, much along the lines of what the United States has done for years in other countries.
Well, and it's not just in Joplin, Missouri. In the past 2 years, the UAE has donated all-weather artificial turf soccer fields in low-income areas of New York, Los Angeles, Miami, and Chicago. We understand there's a deal potentially on the horizon with the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, to do something there. But I'm just wondering, you know, you say it's to overcome this negative sense of the UAE. You just mentioned they want to let people know that they are allies with the U.S., for instance, in fighting Iran's nuclear program. But I'm reading the blog that you mentioned that really blasts this. They ask, is it really in America's best interest for our public schools to accept millions of dollars from a Muslim nation that helps Iran build its nukes? So, you might say that the laptops are one thing, but maybe the education should come with it.
Well, yes, and look, you'll always have a fringe group of voices being critical of activities like this. I think the factual record will show that the UAE government has actually been very opposed to the Iranian nuclear program, but certainly that doesn't stop critics from trying to string various arguments together. But what the UAE embassy feels is that by efforts like this in poor U.S. communities in the south side of Chicago, in East Los Angeles, in Harlem, where they're building these soccer fields, it's a small impact that they hope will sort of start to stitch together to create sort of a broader aggregate impact. And it's worth noting, you know, one of Missouri's two senators, Senator Roy Blunt, a Republican, sort of helped to lead the charge against the Dubai Ports World acquisition in 2006. Last year, he accompanied the UAE ambassador to Joplin to start looking at some of what the UAE was funding there and voiced some very sort of favorable sentiment. So it looks like they've started to change the mind of one key senator. And now you look at New Jersey with Chris Christie, New York with Mayor Mike Bloomberg. These are key political allies that the UAE is building in the United States.
Not to be too cute about it, but the new attitude might be any port after a storm. But I'm wondering, do the people in Joplin know this? What's been the response after your article?
Well, so, you know, for the students who've gotten these laptops, they don't really fully appreciate the source of the funds. It's not like the UAE government emblazons them with big stickers with the UAE flag, or when you turn it on, you don't get a picture of the crown prince is the first thing you see. They've been very discreet about that. But for the city leaders, for the school systems leaders, for those who run the hospital, for other notables in the community, they certainly get this. And certainly Missouri's state leaders and congressional delegation gets this. And so those key influencers that the UAE government is hoping to reach out to, they understand.
Rajiv Chandrasekaran, a senior correspondent and associate editor for The Washington Post on the United Arab Emirates, contributing to many communities in the U.S., including Joplin, Missouri. Fascinating. We'll post it at hereandnow.org. Rajiv, thanks so much.
Great to talk to you.
And we'd love your thoughts there as well. Some of the comments on this conservative blog say it's not the fact that another country is doing it. It's the fact that we're not, that the U.S. is not helping Joplin. So your thoughts, welcome at hereandnow.org as well. Back in a minute. Here and Now.